Phillips Slaughter, S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, date of birth 11-13-1921, subjective, he returns today for ultrasound and lab results, period. He states he feels well, he has no new problems. Yesterday, blood pressure 122 over 64, pulse 78, temp 98.1, weight 163 pounds, general, he's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs are clear. Blood work reveals sodium 142, potassium 4.3, chloride 104, bicarb 25, BUN 26, creatinine 2.22, calcium 9.7, fractional excretion of sodium 0.45%, abdominal ultrasound reveals mild prostatic enlargement with no distension of urinary bladder, with no abnormalities noted on either kidneys, period. Assessment, he has a chronic kidney disease, which has been, appears to be ongoing. Plan I discussed with both Mr. Slaughter as well as his wife the possibility surrounding his kidney disease, and that certainly his kidneys will likely decline over time period. He does not have an interest in seeing a nephrologist at this time period. He's more interested in checking his kidney function over time, and if he has any worsening of symptoms or renal function, we'll consider at that time. Additionally, he would like to consider coming off his Lexapro, which I've given him instructions to do so. Jane Leas, L-E-A-S, date of birth 1-3-1935. She comes today. She comes back with a cough and runny nose. She feels more short of breath, no more fevers, chills. She's on the doxycycline. She's concerned that she's not getting better. Intra-A blood pressure 134 for 81, pulse 68, temp 98.8, weight 192 pounds general. She's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs. She has some wheezing bilaterally. Paragraph, blood work reveals normal CBC. CMP reveals sodium 139, potassium 4.7, chloride 101, bicarb 28, BUN 25, creatinine 1.2, liver functions are within normal limits, hemoglobin A1C 7.9, assessment, I'll scratch that, sinus and x-ray films are both unremarkable, assessment, bronchitis with possible COPD exacerbation, X number, uncontrolled diabetes plan. Change doxycycline to Augmentin with the Medrol dose pack. Number two, increase glyburide from 2.5 to 5 milligrams daily and watch diet. Insert head interview statement. Mary Rich, R-I-C-H, date of birth, 11-11-1937. She comes today. She has been noticing some chest discomfort when she becomes anxious, as well as when she lays down at night to sleep, period, associated with some shortness of breath at times. She's not had any known problems with her heart, though has had a stress test in the very distant past. Period, she has a family history of heart disease, as well as a history of personal CVA with right hemiparesis in November of 2006. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, degenerative arthritis, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, bronchiectasis, dangling cyst of the left wrist, memory impairment, CVA with hemiparesis in November of 2006, diverticulosis, hypertension, surgical history, surgery of her left eye and hysterectomy, medications, levothyroxine, Crestor, calcium, Colace, Plavix, Aricept, Reclast, allergies, Lipitor, Zocor, Mia, calcium, Fosamax, Zevia, Augmentin, Penicillin, Lopid, Tricor, Omeprazole, etc. Family history, heart disease, father had cancer, social history, she's married, she does not smoke or drink, she does not exercise regularly. Review of systems, 132 point reviews obtained and on chart today. Physical, blood pressure 130 over 83, pulse 84, temp 98.2, weight 143 pounds, general appearance. She's in no distress. Skin stain, H-E-N-T, deformity of her left eyelid, with some blepharitis of her left eye. Otherwise, same glands, same breast, same chest. she has some expirational squeaks in her left lower base, otherwise same cardiovascular, same abdomen, same rectal, same genitalia. She has a rectocele, absent cervix and uterus, extremities, same neurologic, same EKG, her bills, sinus rhythm, rate of 70, T-wave inversions in leads 2, 3, and AVF, which is also with some nonspecific T-wave changes in leads V2 and V3, which is different from approximately 1 year ago EKG, which revealed normal sinus rhythm. Paragraph. Assessment number one, 75-year-old female with history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, CVA, has recently had some chest discomfort, which she relates to anxiety, though, in the setting of her EKG, which reveals changes in her T-waves in the inferior leads, which could be related to coronary artery disease. Plan, check appropriate blood work including CBC, CMP, lipids, TSH, urine, and stool hemocult. Next number, refill her levothyroxine today. Next number, refer to Dr. Jackson for further evaluation of her heart. Insert ed and review statement. Phone conversation with Peggy from CareSouth regarding Edna Stevens. Her INR is 3.9 today. She will hold her Coumadin today and tomorrow and resume Saturday, January 26th, 2 milligrams daily, and continue to monitor biweekly INRs. Thank you. Pearl Sparks, SPARKS, date of birth 12/4/1917. She comes today. She felt fatigued since Sunday, approximately 5 days ago. Denies any fever, chills, no cough, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She's had a little bit of abdominal discomfort. Otherwise, no change. Intraday blood pressure 142/92, pulse 62.978, weight 102 pounds, which is stable. She's in no distress, heart sounds are regular, lungs are clear, abdomen, she has a little tension, palpation of the pelvis, no cross vertebral angle tenderness or UA, is positive for leukocyte assessment. UTI plan, augmentin, which she was sensitive to on her previous urine analysis, culture urine, and follow-up. Insert ed interview statement. Charles Wagoner, W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R, date of birth 3/6/1964. He comes today as a new patient. He has no problems in long-standing reflux period. He's had a history of peptic ulcer disease. He's been treated with multiple medications. Most recently was switched from Nexium to Dexilant back in September by his previous primary care physician. He states this has only made his symptoms worse. He has reflux, severe acid in his throat, worse between meals, improved with food. He is trying to eat multiple meals per day to alleviate his abdominal pain. Past medical history, reflux, secondary to GERD, carpal tunnel disease, which has been resolved, and sinus surgery. Family history, mother had breast cancer, father had heart disease, age at a young age. Social history, he's married, he does not smoke, he drinks maybe 6 beers a week, he does not exercise, he does exercise regularly, which he states improves his pain. Review of systems, 132-point review is obtained on chart, physical blood pressure 124/78, pulse 84/10/79, weight 170 pounds, height 5'11", BMI 23.5, general appearance, he appears well, he's in no distress. HENT, norespheric atraumatic tympanic membranes are intact, throat is non-erythematous, heart sounds are regular, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, he does have some tenderness, palpation, and mid-epigastrium. He's no peripheral edema. Assessment. GERD, which is that long-standing period. It's been over 5 years since he has had an EGD plan. Change Dexilant to Nexium, as well as add Carafate 3 times a day before meals. And schedule for an endoscopy with Dr. Greer, G-R-E-E-R. Next number, he is due for blood work. He's not had in over 1 year. We'll check CBC, CNP, lipids, and a PSA. Start a problem. Next number, also obtain records from previous primary care physician, including his recent stress test 2 years ago and colonoscopy in 2012, which was reportedly normal. Start a problem list on Charles Wagoner, W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R, date of birth 3-6-1964. Problem list number 1, GERD, number 2, history of peptic ulcer disease, surgical history, repair of carpal tunnel release of the right hand, and ethmoid sinus surgery. Medications, Nexium, 40 milligrams daily, next number Carafate, 1 gram, POTID before meals. Allergies, no known drug allergies, thank you. Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Seagroves, S-E-A-G-R-O-V-E-S, date of birth 11-20-1966, subjective, she comes in as a new patient today. She has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes. She's recently seen regarding some shoulder pain. She's noticed some yellow discharge with blood today. She's also had some pain upon urination. Period. She has a history of diabetes, which is poorly controlled. She does not check her sugars every day. She's also on spironolactone, lisinopril, Lortab, Adipex, and Zocor. Past medical history, the best surgical history, hysterectomy, hemorrhoidectomy, cholecystectomy, umbilical hernia, bilateral knee arthroscopy, and left foot surgery for plantar fasciitis. Medications, metformin, glaburide, spironolactone, lisinopril, Adipax, Lortab, Zocor, allergy, sulfa. Special history, she's married, she does not smoke or drink, she does not exercise regularly. Review of family history. Mom had lung cancer, father had colon cancer, brother had lymphoma. Review of systems, 132 point reviews obtained on chart physical. Blood pressure 126 over 70, pulse 76, temp 98.5, weight 283 pounds, height 5'7", weight 283 pounds, BMI 44.3. General, she's in no distress, AT&T no psychotraumatic. She has evidence of a goiter, no obvious nodules on her thyroid, heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear. Abdomen is obese but soft. Vaginal exam was performed. She has friable vaginal epithelium, as well as no evidence of discharge. Her blood DPRs are 2+ in upper and lower extremities. Assessment. 46-year-old female here to establish multiple medical problems. Period. She currently is a poorly controlled diabetic, obese with hyperlipidemia and hypertension, as well as candida, vaginitis plan. Increase her glaburide to 5 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day. Rewrite, give her Diflucan. Next number, she will need blood work including CMP, lipids, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, urine microalbumin. Add that her UA revealed 2+ blood trace ketones, no nitrates, leukocytes, or blood. Add to her next plan, we'll refer for pain management, period. Today I've discussed that in the future she needs to consider coming off of her pain medications and considering both knee replacement, since she's been told that she may need this in the future, as well as surgery for gastric bypass for weight loss. Paragraph, she'll return next week after blood work. She will check her sugars daily and document this for me, and when she returns we will determine the necessary treatment to have her sugars under control. Start a problem list on Cynthia Segroves, S-E-A-G-R-O-V-E-S, date of birth 11-20-1966, problem list number 1, hypertension, next number, hyperlipidemia, next number, diabetes, next number, super obesity with a BMI of 44.3, next number, goiter, next number, chronic back and knee pain, next number, diabetic neuropathy, surgical history, hysterectomy, hemorrhoidectomy, cholecystectomy, umbilical hernia repair, bilateral knee arthroscopy, and surgery on left foot for plantar fasciitis. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, next number, glyburide, 5 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, next number, lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily, next number, Lortab, 10 milligrams as needed, next number, Zocor, 40 milligrams daily, next number, aspirin, 81 milligrams, allergy sulfa. Thank you. Send a letter to Susan Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E, address 352 K-C-K-A-C-E-Y, Marie Drive, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. Dear Ms. Trimble, your drug company recently faxed a prior authorization form stating that they would not fill your Nexium unless you have been unable to tolerate other alternatives, including omeprazole, pantoprazole, and lansoprazole, period, as you have come to me on this medication. I need to find out some information from you prior to being able to fill out this form, such as if you've had a contraindication or drug interaction with any of the other proton pump inhibitors, or if you've been intolerant or had an adverse effect to any other medications, period. Please call my office so that we may discuss scratch this letter. Thank you.